General Connor Gates leaned against the railing on the observation deck of the Montgomery 3 construction platform and watched the spectacle unfolding before him with flinty eyes. Clutched within the platform's massive robotic arms was the last major section of the Ark, the interstellar ship that brought the 300,000 colonists living on New Earth to this star system. Bright flashes of light ignited along the partially finished hull of the Colonial Defense Force's first battleship carrier.
"Glaring won't make them work any faster," Reisman said.
Connor arched an eyebrow at Will Reisman. The man was part of the original Ghost Platoon that Connor had commanded before being volunteered into the ARC program. At Connor's age, being drugged, stuck in a stasis pod, and then snuck aboard Earth's first interstellar colony ship couldn't exactly be called a kidnapping. Shanghaied was the nautical term for what happened to Connor and the surviving members of Ghost Platoon. Though it had been 7 years since he'd come out of stasis only to learn that he was now part of the colony, it was still sometimes a bitter pill to swallow. But the actions of Admiral Mitch Wilkinson had ultimately been for their benefit. If he hadn't done what he'd done, it was likely that he and his old platoon would have rotted in a military prison. That is, until they perished when all the people back home mysteriously died.
"We're a year behind schedule for this ship," Connor said.
"Priorities," Reisman said. "Titan Space Station came first and is our first line of defense against an attack force."
Connor speared a look at his friend.
"Casey advised that I was to remind you of the obvious things from time to time," Reisman said.
Connor remembered when Reisman had been just a fresh-faced intelligence officer. His talent for intelligence gathering had made him a valuable asset back then, and now, with the Colonial Defense Force being so small, former ghosts were nearly irreplaceable. They were among the few who had actual combat experience in the new colony. A chime sounded from the nearby speakers.
"General Gates, please report to the hangar bay for immediate departure,"
the monotone voice of the computer systems said.
"That's our cue to leave," Connor said.
They left the observation deck and started making their way to the hangar bay, where Connor's shuttle waited for him.
"You wouldn't think it would take a congressional hearing to get resources for the defense of the colony," Connor said.
Reisman shrugged.
"Gone are the days of big budgets and a unified effort for a common purpose."
Connor snorted.
"Budgets, as if money had anything to do with it."
"Allocation of resources, then. There's only so much to go around."
"I guess I should feel lucky that Titan Space Station is at least mostly completed. Now, if we only had enough power stations to operate all the weapons systems at the same time," Connor said dryly.
Reisman pressed his lips together and shrugged, unable to think up a reply. Connor nodded.
"Exactly."